This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, what the heck? Let's start off the hour with one of your phone calls. Aaron Flint here. Great to be back with you. Big thanks to our friend David Noble for doing a great job, as always, covering down on the show last week. But so great now to get a chance to hear from you and take your phone calls. We've got the phone lines open right now, 406-294-0970. Hey, the big news, of course, is it looks like an agreement has now been reached. An end to the federal government shutdown now appears in sight, as a handful of Senate Democrats have now voted with Republican senators on an initial procedural vote to end the government shutdown. Now, I can already see some Montana Democrats complaining, calling her fellow Democrats weak blank Democrats. Weak-ass Democrats, I guess we could say the word, says that it is pathetic. That comes from Democrat State Senator Ellie Boldman. And there is a whole laundry list of Democrats that are mad at this handful of Senate Democrats who are now voting to end the federal government shutdown. Politico Playbook earlier this morning says this: the shutdown is coming to an end, and with it, a Democratic civil war begins. So it sounds like the bulk of the Democrat Party wanted and wants the federal government shutdown to continue. They want chaos at our nation's airports. They want to see food stamps denied for their own voters, oftentimes. Very interesting to see this turn of events, but not too surprising now that last Tuesday's election results are in the rearview mirror. That was kind of the running theory heading into the election, was that Democrats could not reopen the government before Tuesday's elections because they needed their radical left-wing base to show up for the Commie Mamdani in New York and Spamberger and the rest of the crew in Virginia and New Jersey, etc. So now that the elections are over, they figure now is the time to finally get the government back up and running. Other big things in the news here this morning. President Trump continuing to focus on reining in the insane costs and the insane inflation that we saw under the 4 years of the Joe Biden, John Tester regime. What about housing? Now, obviously, a lot of this matters at the local level and state level and policies on that front. But what President Trump now apparently is floating the idea of a 50-year mortgage to address the housing crisis and to maybe open up some opportunities for young families to get into homes and to get into housing. Already got some great feedback on this topic from Eileen in Billings, and she may call in here in a second. First, though, coming up right after the break, we'll get to Harold in Bozeman, listening to 1450 KMMS. So, Harold, stand by. You'll be first up right after this. And then, of course, the other big news that came out, I think Friday after the show wrapped up, President Trump goes after the meat packers after a conversation with Montana's own U.S. Senator Tim Sheehy, standing up for our cattle ranchers. So a lot to talk about here on Monday's Montana Talks. We've got a cattle rancher from Montana joining us later in the hour.
It's November 10th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today's the Marine Corps' birthday. On this date in 1775, the Continental Congress first established the Continental Marines leading up to the American Revolution, and two battalions of Marines fought for independence both on land and sea. After the Revolutionary War, the Marines were abolished till 1798, when Congress once again called for the formation of the Corps with the official title as the United States Marine Corps. Over the decades, many traditions are observed to celebrate the Corps' birthday, including a cake-cutting ceremony. Also on this date, in 1954, the Marine Corps War Memorial is unveiled in Arlington, Virginia. The memorial is the iconic raising of the American flag on Iwo Jima after the capture of Mount Suribachi. And in 1969, the after-school children's show Sesame Street debuted on PBS. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Are you making these two deadly mistakes with your emergency food supply? The first mistake is not having an emergency food supply to begin with. The second mistake is buying an emergency food supply, but not having a way to cook the meals in an emergency. That's why My Patriot Supply created the Black Friday Survival Special. It comes with the four-week food supply, plus $150 worth of free gifts, including everything you need to prepare your emergency meals, like a cook stove, fuel, fire starters, plus a water purifier, bug out bag, and more. It's the complete survival kit your family needs to ride out natural disasters, civil unrest, or worse. Plus, it makes a great Christmas gift, but it's only available through Black Friday. So head over to MyPatriotSupply.com to check out everything that's included. With all the uncertainty in the world, disaster preparedness is more important than ever. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get prepared today. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so I shared a little bit from that Fox Business Report. This one comes from Newsweek. Donald Trump proposing 50-year mortgages sparks backlash. Anyway, so of course, of course they're going to amplify the backlash, but what about the opportunity here? Anyway, Newsweek reports this, though. These numbers are interesting. Home ownership has emerged as a key issue in the U.S., with many people struggling to get on the housing ladder. The average age of first-time homebuyers had reached an all-time high of 40, according to a recent report by the National Association of Realtors, and the U.S. housing market has slowed this year due to sky-high home prices, elevated borrowing costs, and other factors. So President Trump working to tackle that issue. Yet another example of the skyrocketing inflation that we saw under the Joe Biden, John Tester regime. Let's go into the phone lines. We've got Harold in Bozeman. Harold, what's your thought on the 50-year mortgage concept?
Well, unfortunately, I'm not too much for this one because I like to look at the world through my Econ 101 class. And when you drive up demand without moving the supply, Econ 101 says prices go up. So if you do this and you introduce a 50-year mortgage, you spread the payments out longer, which I'm not a fan of anyway, because if you're paying for your house on a mortgage, you're paying for it like three, maybe four times over what the actual asking price is because you're paying so much interest. So you take that out to a 50-year, you're probably paying for it seven or eight times. And like I said, it's going to drive prices up. You don't have supply going up. You introduce a whole bunch of new demand. Guess what? The sky-high prices are going to go higher. It's inflationary. So while I'm a big fan of President Trump and I like a lot of what he's doing, I don't think this one works. So Econ 101, you can't get away from it.
Yeah, you know, we've got to increase our domestic timber supply, right? We've got to make our logging industry great again, make our timber industry great again. To free up domestic supply on that front, we've got to, make it easier to build homes in America again. Regulatory burden, as Eigen Graf with the Southwest Montana Home Builders has told us before. He's also on the NAHB board and things like that. But, you know, that regulatory costs are such a massive chunk, so we need to fix those things. But, yeah, that's a great point that you make is, okay, you bring in all of this you know, all of these new buyers potentially with this 50-year mortgage option, does that just increase the cost so much to where, you know, now you've tagged that on to a 50-year mortgage with the appearance of affordability? Yeah, great point. Great to hear from you, Harold. Thanks for the call. We've got Eileen in Billings. I got a chance to catch up with Eileen earlier. And she says, look, it could be good. It could be bad. But I really like the idea that Eileen had. Eileen says, look, if we're going to do something like this, and frankly, even if we don't do something like this, we have got to have financial literacy a part of our curriculum across every high school in Montana. I know some high schools probably already do, but I wonder how much is that. Actually, I think Elsie Arnton had pushed that as a superintendent of public instruction. But yeah, Eileen, give us more of your thoughts on, you know, this 50-year mortgage concept, because, you know, I partly wonder, okay, could this be a good thing in the short term where young families can use this 50-year mortgage option to get into a home, get their family into a home, and then down the road they can basically refinance, get out of the 50-year mortgage, or like you said, hey, pay extra money towards the principal early on and chip that thing down earlier on.
Yeah, and I know that, you know, when you're first starting out, you don't have a lot, but if you do have a good budget, you can do a lot of stuff if you have a good budget and stick to it. Thanks to me, when my daughter and her husband bought their first house, he was virtually clueless because nobody taught him anything. Thank God my husband knows what he's doing, because he was raised by parents that were children during the Depression, so budgeting was always in his blood. It needs to be taught. I mean, I know most of our kids can't hardly even read, but this is something really important. So I don't know if there'd be even after school programs that kids could sign up for, anything to get them to understand how it works out here, you know, because they're so woefully unprepared for what's coming when they get out.
Yeah, it kind of begs the question, like, okay, so like when you have these math requirements in high schools, like it's good to have options and opportunities for students, right? To where if you want to do calculus and you know, upper levels of math, great. Those options are available. They should be available, especially if you want to go down a path that requires that. But do we not focus enough on basic financial literacy across the board? It's a good question that you raise.
We do not. There's a lot that has been taken out of the schools that used to help. You know, home ec used to have budgeting. Your basic shop classes used to teach, you know, how to change a light bulb. I know a kid who sat in the dark because she didn't know, she was afraid of the light bulb. It just blows my mind what has happened to education. I think that's really where it all starts. All of this starts in our schools, and we need to really pay more attention to who we're putting on our school boards and what they're teaching, because they're not teaching civics. Kids don't understand how government works. Some of the representatives in our own state house do not understand how government works.
That's a good point you got right there, that's for sure. All right, Eileen, thanks for calling in. Great to hear from you. We got to take a quick break. I think we've got a guest coming up after this. If not, we'll keep taking your phone calls, but I think we've got a guest coming up, so stand by.
Fox Sports Update.
NFL Week 10 concludes in Green Bay tonight. I'm Jared Max. Primetime matchup at Lambeau Field. The Green Bay Packers host the Philadelphia Eagles. The Packers are 5-2-1. The Eagles are 6-2. Green Bay favored at home tonight by 1.5 points. The Sunday night game in Englewood, California. The Chargers beat the Steelers 25-10. Third straight win for Los Angeles. Third loss in four games for Pittsburgh. Justin Herbert threw for 220 yards and one touchdown for L.A., which improved its record to 7-3. One game behind the Broncos for first place in the AFC West. Aaron Rodgers intercepted twice for the Steelers. He threw for 161 yards with one touchdown. Former NFL commissioner and a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Centennial Class, Paul Tagliabue, died Sunday. He was 84. Basketball Hall of Famer Lenny Wilkins was 88. Wilkins died Sunday. He's the third winningest coach in NBA history, coached more games than anybody else. He's one of five people elected to the Hall of Fame as both a player and a coach. Another gambling scandal in sports, this time Major League Baseball. Two pitchers of the Cleveland Guardians facing multiple federal charges that come with significant prison time for allegedly conspiring with gamblers to throw specific types of pitches that could get wagered on for profit. Both Class A and Ortiz face fraud, conspiracy, and bribery charges. Class A and Ortiz were placed on non-disciplinary paid leave in July. MLB said it contacted federal law enforcement at the outset of its investigation and has fully cooperated throughout the process. MLB said, "We're aware of the indictment and today's arrest, and our investigation is ongoing." Ortiz was arrested Sunday in Boston. Class A, a three-time All-Star, not in custody. U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, Joseph Nocella Jr., said the defendants deprived the Cleveland Guardians and Major League Baseball of their honest services, defrauded the online betting platforms where the bets were placed, and betrayed America's pastime. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Hey, Sean Hannity here with the only real estate agent in your market that I recommend, Amber Earn of Realty Billings. Now, thanks for joining me today. You know, a lot of people may be thinking about selling their home, but they want to make sure they're getting the most money possible. What options do you have available to make selling a home easier?
Hi, Sean. We offer a variety of solutions to make selling your home easier and ensure you get the most money possible. Whether it's a quick cash offer for convenience, a pre-inspection to address potential home inspection issues up front, or a pre-renovation program to handle your repairs and boost your home's value, we're here to help. We focus on being proactive and not reactive, so your home is in the best condition when it hits the market. Plus, with tools like 3D virtual tours and expert marketing, we make the process smooth and stress-free.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Call Amber today at 670-1942, online at listwithamber.com, and you can start packing.
It's morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. We will, I guess we'll keep taking your phone calls here for a few more minutes. We will have the phone lines open for the entire 9 o'clock hour, though. So if our guest ends up joining us here in a couple of minutes and we don't get to your call, hey, give us a call back later in the 9 o'clock hour. But for right now, let's keep these phone lines rolling here. It's great to get a chance to hear from folks all across Montana, especially after having a few days off. 406-294-0970. Next up, I think we've got, is it Lee in Kalispell on the phone lines? Lee, what's on your mind?
Hi, Eric. Yeah, this deals with, I heard it a couple times on CNN, a couple weeks apart, about Tucker Carlson and how he's an anti-Semite. Well, to me, I heard him speak, and they played a part of him speaking at a gathering, whatever, and he was saying that they also cut off part of the speech he was saying, but they were saying about Trump, and he's his old man, and he doesn't listen to anybody else, Israel, whatever, and he's has his own opinion on stuff. But then all of a sudden he started being cut off, being way through his speech, and they were saying about him being an anti-Semitic.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so there's this whole feud going on right now with some on the right, you know, Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, Mark Levin, everybody. I think the reason, well, look, at the end of the day, I think, look, Tucker Carlson, I disagree with some of his stances when it comes to Israel. And frankly, also when it comes to, I think what President Trump's foreign policy has been absolutely brilliant. I hear these people that are out there saying, oh, well, President Trump campaigned on ending the wars and he's not doing it. Are you freaking kidding me? Have you people not been paying attention to anything that's been going on? President Trump, in the first 7 months he was in office, had brokered seven different peace deals. Are you freaking kidding? So I think a lot of these people that are out here, look, frankly, some of these people were straight up wrong. They criticized and attacked President Trump when he made the right decision to go after the Iranian nuclear facilities. And oh, by the way, had it not been for the groundwork and the preparatory work that was done by our friends in Israel to take out the Iranian air defenses, our successful strike in the Iranian nuclear sites never would have happened. And, in fact, I think I left myself a note. Lee, thanks for calling in. I think I even left myself a note because I see these people, and a lot of them, they don't even use their real names. It's some fake name on X putting out some spin or some propaganda. And these people who claim that Trump is starting a war by going after these – this is what these people are doing. They're saying, well, President Trump isn't getting us out of wars. Are you freaking kidding me? He just basically forced this peace agreement with Israel and Gaza and that whole deal. And you people are acting like this never happened. I'm not talking about you, Lee. I'm just talking about these bots that you see on social media. Trump's not getting us out of wars. Complete freaking spin by people who never supported Trump in the first place. But back to Tucker Carlson here. Look, Tucker's been very outspoken against Israel and American foreign policy on Israel. I think somebody can be outspoken against American foreign policy when it comes to Israel, and that doesn't make them an anti-Semite. I think a part of the reason why Tucker Carlson is getting criticized is because, look, Tucker is trying to produce, I think, interesting content for his podcast and for his show. And he brought in this complete wacko crackpot lunatic named Nick Fuentes, who is a straight-up anti-Semite. I mean, just there's multiple video clips. And so he's being criticized because he's platforming people like that. But I do think big picture, though, that, look, you can, as wrong-headed as it is, you can criticize Israel, you can criticize American foreign policy, but that doesn't make you an anti-Semite. But, yeah, Lee, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Let's see. Next up, who do we got here? Caden, go ahead and send us. I think we've got Francis in Big Fork next up on the phone lines. If you want to send Francis our direction, we'll get to her next. But, yeah, you're starting to hear this also now from the people who are opposed to President Trump killing drug dealers and killing these narco terrorists that have been officially declared terrorists. You know, Trinidad Aragua and these drug smugglers in the Caribbean. And these people are claiming, oh, Donald Trump's trying to get us into a war. No. Trinidad Aragua and the narco-terrorists have already declared war against America. President Trump is working to bring their war to a halt. Just like the terrorists in Tehran have for decades now already basically declared war against the United States of America. And Donald Trump brought that war and the war with Israel and Iran, frankly, to a halt as well. So these people who claim, oh, Trump's starting a war by protecting America, by defending America, are completely absurd. They are completely absurd. Donald Trump is bringing these wars to a halt. Donald Trump is delivering peace deals like crazy. And so for these people to sit back and claim that, oh, Donald Trump isn't getting us out of the wars like he promised, either they're crazy or they're straight up lying because they never supported Trump in the first place. Francis in Big Fork, what's your thoughts? Thanks for the call.
Well, on Israel, I'm going to stick up for him, and I'm sticking up for Trump because he's done more for this country in the last years than any other president in the United States. And that takes a lot. But he's amazing. He can work hours and hours, and where hardly any of his helpers can keep up to him. And I think you're right. He is done a lot, and I'm going to stick up for him. And I can tell you, it was interesting this morning. I was listening to the radio, and the Chinese, I guess, had a little mishap. Part of their space station is falling down in different parts of the country. I didn't hear where, but that was interesting to me.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I hadn't. I must have. That must have been on Fox yeah. News Radio, and I must have missed it during one of the breaks here, or missed the news last week. No, Francis, I think you're totally right on standing up for our friends in Israel. The truest friend that America has, especially in the Middle East and in that part of the world, but also, you know, standing up for President Trump. I think some of these grifters out there that are trying to look at last Tuesday's municipal elections, I put this out on X while I was gone last week after the election results came in, and I said this. I said, you know, hopefully this kicks conservative voters in the butt to turn out in next year's midterm elections. We've got too many people sitting back saying, it's okay, Trump's got this. Yeah, Trump's got this, but he needs an army at his side. And so you have these grifters sitting back trying to say, oh, well, the reason why the GOP lost in New Jersey, which is a heavily Democratic district, and unfortunately Virginia's been leaning that way for far too long. They're sitting back and these grifters are saying, oh, it's because of Donald Trump that he's not delivering. Oh, what a bunch of BS. Look at the record of delivery and accomplishment this guy has done here over the past 11 months now, 10 months now, especially ending these wars and bringing about these peace deals. And that's why I think these people that are trying to blame Trump, they were never Trumpers in the first place. And I also think there's a bit of an overreaction from Democrats winning in these blue states. But the real problem is the Republican base shows up, the Republican faithful show up. But remember, Donald Trump brought a lot of new voters to the table. And the challenge is, how do you get those voters to show up for school board elections, for city elections, for off-year elections like the one we just had last week? That is the challenge. And so hopefully what happened last week with these elections is a kick in the butt for conservative voters and Trump supporters in next year's elections. Let's see. Next up, go ahead and send Tracy in Kalispell to us. Caden, if you can, send Tracy, and we'll get Tracy on the phone lines here coming up right after this. And then we'll try to get to AW in Bozeman as well before we run out of time. We do have some guests coming up here after our next break. Let's see. Tracy in Kalispell, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Good morning, Aaron. It's good to have you back. And if I miss you, thank you for serving. Tomorrow's Veterans Day.
Well, you're too kind. Thank you. Yeah, we've got a great Veterans Day program coming up tomorrow. You're not going to want to miss, too, by the way.
No, we don't miss you. We watch every day. I listen every day, my husband and I.
Wow.
My quick comment is, you know, I respectfully disagree with the lady that says the schools are supposed to be teaching our kids all these things. The one she spoke about some kid that couldn't read and all this other. Uh-uh. We were given those children to start teaching them the minute they can walk, talk, and listen. And we're to teach them what's right and wrong, how to change a light bulb, how to do a budget, how to make good decisions, not the schools. The schools were supposed to back us up and teach them reading, writing, and arithmetic. So, no, it is our responsibility as parents to do that. So that's definitely one. And also, we are totally in support of President Trump and Israel and what he's doing.
All right. Well, great to hear from you. Yeah, of course, the challenge is so many of these kids are growing up in situations without parents or without, you know, full set of parents, which adds, extra challenges to the whole situation as well. Great to hear from you, Tracy. Thanks so much for the phone call. Quick break. I'll see if I can sneak on Tracy right after this.
Winter is almost here. It's time to say goodbye to drafty doors, poor quality windows, sky-high heating bills, and outdated design. And hello to Acclaim replacement windows and stunning ensemble entry doors from Renewal by Anderson. Now's the time to invest in your home and your family's comfort. And what what better time than our Black Friday event, where you keep your cash and spend ours. Get 20% off windows and doors, plus a Visa gift card for up to $2,000 as our gift to you. You won't pay a dime till 2027 with no money down, no interest, and no payments for 18 months. Call now. This incredible offer is good through December 13th. Don't wait. Visit rbamontana.com today to book your free estimate. You don't want to miss out on windows and doors that are durable, energy efficient, and custom made for the perfect fit from Renewal by Anderson. Our Black Friday sale is here. Book today, because every home should be warm and cozy.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Pacific Source Health Plans?
This is a health plan.
I'm trying to reach Pacific Source.
What's the difference?
I know I'll get a person on the phone when I call them.
What do you think I am?
I mean, you sound like a person.
That's what counts.
There's just something comforting about the human voice, especially when I know it's coming from the company that provides my health coverage.
I want to learn.
Excuse me?
How to be comforting.
Automated systems can do a lot, even sound a lot like people. What automated systems can't do is offer the quality our members rely on, empathy. When you call Pacific Source Health Plans, you'll talk to a person who cares.
What did you say your name was?
My name is Nexa.
Oh, that's unique.
Nexa 9000.
Human service, not automated phone trees. Just another way Pacific Source Health Plans goes beyond what's required.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code ROAD to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code ROAD for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code ROAD for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Big topics, big ideas, big sky, Montana Talks.
All right. Yeah, like I say, I think we have a couple of guests that should be joining us here any minute now. But let's sneak on at least one more caller, and then kind of like the last one. Sometimes we'll book a guest, and they might forget, and then they might not make the hit time. But that's all right. Then we got more time to hear from you and take your phone calls. So we'll Semper Gumby. We always keep the show rolling around here. 406-294-0970. Let's go to A.W. in Bozeman. A.W., good to hear from you. What's on your mind this morning?
How we doing, Aaron? Nice to have you back on the airwaves.
Hey, well, it's good to be back. But I know David Noble and the rest of the sidekicks, like the Joker, had a great time, put on some great shows. But it's great to be back and chat with you guys.
Yeah, he did a great job. He's definitely a great guy. I was just gonna say how interesting the shift. I see the shift with with people like, you know, Israel's always been a sacred cow. You could never speak ill of Israel ever. Like, and how dare you ever, like, and you see the shift now, like, well, wait a minute. Maybe I disagree with Israel. It doesn't make me an anti-Semite. But, you know, I know people have feelings about October 7th. Of course. I mean, can you imagine? Like, you know, there's a lot of backstory on that, too. And I don't want to be too controversial, but, like, there was from a lot of things that I've heard that, like, Israel had, like, a stand-down thing where they let Hamas come in so they could go in and attack Gaza and Hamas. I mean, that's very controversial, but there is a little truth to that, actually.
So, I think we can agree that like, you can criticize American foreign policy, and that doesn't make you an anti-Semite, but it still can make you wrong. So, here's the thing about some of these people that you know, that are going along with these college campus leftists who, you know, it's like, oh, wow, so these college campus leftists start bashing Israel and hoisting these Palestinian flags, and now there's some on the right who think that somehow this is somehow the in vogue thing to do when Israel has been an incredible friend to the United States of America. There is no way we would have been able to take out the Iranian nuclear facilities without all of the groundwork that our friends in Israel did leading up to that.
Understood. Yes, understood. But, you know, I mean, like I said, like, Israel's has been like a kind of, this kind of like sacred cow. You could never criticize Israel. How dare you, especially if you're a Christian. I will say this. I mean, no one wants to talk about the USS Liberty when Israel attacked one of our ships out there in I forget where it was, but
okay, but
that's a real thing.
Yeah, and when did that take place? So look at AW, like we are now close friends also with Japan. Japan is a really good friend of the United States of America. We were at one time at war with Japan. And so are you to suggest now that we should never, ever be friends with Japan ever again because we were in a world war with Japan back in the day? Germany, in many ways.
Absolutely not. Here's another controversial thing about Pearl Harbor. I'm sure you've heard the thing about, like, there was a stand-down order and they allowed Japan to attack Pearl Harbor. That's something very controversial, but there's a lot of evidence that shows that, like, the U.S. let Japan hit Pearl Harbor to bring us into the World War II.
Yeah, that's one of the theories that are out there. But again, your broader point is you're saying how great it is that people – oh, it's so great that now people are able to attack and criticize Israel. Why is it so great and good that people – See, that's my point here, is that people are acting like, oh, this is so great. Now people on the right can do what the left has been doing, which is trashing our friends in Israel. I suggest that this is actually a sign of societal decay and breakdown when people are trashing one of America's friends and one of America's allies that has been so helpful to us in a very dangerous part of the world, frankly. Not only that, they are under constant attack from terrorists, and they had 1,200 of their people slaughtered and many other people from around the world slaughtered by these vicious terrorists. And why are people acting like Israel is not allowed to defend their own country and to kill the terrorists that launched this attack?
Absolutely. No, you start to say the stuff out loud and you go like, I mean, if I was Israel, I would pretty much, didn't Israel give the Gaza Strip to them to show them how kind they were? They gave that territory to Israel.
Israel has been.
Here you go.
Yeah, Israel's been very restrained. I mean, the great Charlie Kirk, I think it was very early on in the war, And you already saw people attacking and undermining Israel and acting like Israel did not have the right to defend herself after this horrific terrorist attack. And I've been trying to find the numbers here. Rabbi Chaim Bruck, who's the rabbi in Bozeman, he broke down the numbers that if you look at 1,200 people killed in this tiny nation of Israel, which is about the size of New Jersey, by the way, that if you were to put that on a per capita basis with the United States of America, how big those numbers would be, and it would just be it's astonishing. And I was trying to find the numbers that the rabbi shared with us right here on this show. But I'll have to see. I have to do some more searching to see if I can find it. All right, A.W., great to hear from you. Next, let's go to Goose in Anaconda. Goose, he's coming in right now. All right, here we go. Goose, thanks for the phone call. You love to complain about Israel. All I hear you is Israel this, Israel that, Israel that. Sometimes I wish you would complain about America's enemies as much as you complained about America's friends.
That's exactly what I'm doing. Let me just start with, it all started when Trump said, looking into Epstein, and people are stupid for still doing that. We don't need your support. Well, I started looking into Epstein a lot more. And then I came to realize he was a Mossad asset, that our money went over to Israel, went over to Epstein's hand, come back and blackmailed all of our politicians for the last 20 years. And that's what Israel's been doing for the last 70 is actually blackmailing, bribing, spying, lying. But let's just talk about October 7th. I got a question for you that no one seems to be able to answer. How did a couple dozen hang gliders and a few dozen Toyota pickups with one bulldozer break into the most secure place on the planet and then was able to drag out 200 hostages without an Israel stand down? Because there's already been generals and soldiers testify on record that they were told to stand by for 8 hours while this all happened. Now you look into what did we do in Gaza? We leveled the place. We killed over 100,000 innocent women and children.
What did we do in World War II? World War II. What did we do during World War II? We firebombed entire cities in Germany. We were in the middle of World War II. What did we do in Japan to finally bring about the end of World War? I mean, this is what that was the point I was trying to make earlier, is that the great Charlie Kirk made this point before he was assassinated. The great Charlie Kirk made this point that these people were trying to tie the hands of Israel after they faced this vicious attack. And then people were so willing to embrace any conspiracy theory they found on the Internet and trust any source that they read on the Internet and take it as fact, to then use that to tell Israel that they shouldn't be attacking the very terrorists who launched this vicious attack on their soil while they were in the middle of a major holiday, by the way, as well. But Goose, I got to ask you, Goose, because I've never heard you, like, did you ever even support President Trump in the elections? Because I've never heard you actually praise President Trump for everything that he's accomplished over the last 10 months.
I was his biggest supporter, one of his biggest supporters for the last 10 years. I went through hell supporting that man. Every day of my life, I supported that man.
So why don't you ever talk about his accomplishments, everything he's achieved over the last 10 months?
Well, let's just look at that. In the last 10 months, we've got the highest delinquents in student loans. We've got the highest credit card debt. We have the most car loans repossessed. Our economy's not that good.
And that's Trump's fault.
Let me just tell you about Charlie Kirk real quick.
Okay, here you go with another conspiracy theory. No, tell me why you can't give credit to the accomplishments that President Trump has done. And you just now are trying to pin all those things on Trump instead of on Joe Biden and John Tester, which is the reason all our economy was in the train wreck that it was in when Donald Trump stepped into office. Why can't you talk about the successes Trump has delivered?
Because here's the deal. I'm tired of talking about how crappy and how evil the Democrats are. We all know that. They've walked off the cliff. They're done. I can't stand the Democrats. They shouldn't even be a party that runs, even comes close to running our country. However, okay. I like to hold all my politicians accountable.
Sure, but you still don't want to actually praise them when they actually get things done. All right, hold that thought.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
And conservatism is what? What do we want? We want less government in our lives, limited government. We want the lowest taxes possible. We want to end the burdensome bureaucracy that is a stranglehold on business. We want secure borders. We want energy independence. We want those high-paying career jobs in the energy sector. We want constitutional justices. People want and deserve cities and towns that are safe and secure. We believe in law and we believe in order. We believe that if our public schools are failing our kids at a spectacular level, our kids deserve better. We want safe schools and we want good schools. It's pretty simple.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
We are seeing something really disturbing. Anti-Semitism on the rise. College campuses, halls of Congress, punditry world, around the world. Sadly, right here in America, you know, Jewish schools are being targeted. Synagogues threatened. It was a tourist in Midtown Manhattan beaten and attacked in broad daylight. Why? Because he was Jewish. Okay, never again is right now. And I don't know what part of hundreds of thousands of missiles fired into Israel. Israelis murdered on October 7th. Murder, kidnapping, torture, rape, beheading that some people don't understand. What would you want Americans to do? What would you expect your government to do if we were attacked this way? The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, they're on the front lines. They're providing all the humanitarian assistance to Jewish families under threat, and they're helping people rebuild their lives. Your gift, whatever you can give, and your support is life-saving work. Please donate generously, 888-488-IFCJ, 888-488-IFCJ, or ifcj.org.
Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. I'll tell you what, we get some great guests on the show. We have some great sidekicks that join us on this show. And we've got friends inside the Trump administration and on Capitol Hill that will join us on this show. But I'll tell you what, the best part of Montana Talks, your phone calls, the chance to get to hear from people all across Montana and for you to be heard all across Montana. Keep your phone calls coming with Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk and be heard across the state.
Talking about guns with others might not always feel comfortable, but it could save a life. Here's a way to start a conversation. Your family is going over to your neighbor's home for dinner for the first time. How would you ask if there are any unlocked guns in the home?
Hey,
we're so excited for tonight. Before we come over, though, may I ask if there are any unlocked guns in your home?
Our guns are stored securely, locked in a safe that the kids can't access.
Awesome.
Learn how to have the conversation at agreetoagree.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, I definitely want to give the microphone back to Goose and Anaconda here for just a quick second, give him another chance to respond, especially to the question of, why can't you talk about any of the accomplishments that President Trump is delivering? First, though, and then I got another caller on the phone line, so we got to make it pretty quick here. First, some messages that came in on the Montana Talks app. Wesley says this to the lady who said it's parents' job to teach their children finances and such. Amen, sister. Preach it. That was from Wesley. Let's see. Michael in Bozeman. We need Dave Ramsey to head the budget planning for the federal government and make his total money makeover a high school graduation requirement. Lucas in Bozeman says the 50-year mortgage is a terrible idea. Like your caller said, it will only increase demand without increasing supply. Today, homes cost six times the average income. The price is the problem, not the interest rates or the mortgage terms. So that was a short summary of what Lucas had to say. All right, Goose, before I get to John and Kalispell, just your chance to respond to my question, which is why are folks like you never willing to talk about the accomplishments of the Republican Congress and President Trump?
Well, I would give him credit on the border and the deportations. I just am getting tired of hearing about Israel this every single day. Now, just let me tell you about Charlie Kirk. So he was never shot by a 30-06 bullet.
So another conspiracy theory here. So you're tired. Let me go back to this, Goose, before we hear another conspiracy theory. So you're tired of hearing about Israel. Donald Trump just ended the war with Israel in the Gaza Strip. So why aren't you saying thank you?
Israel just broke down 153 times, dude.
Are you seeing what the Hamas terrorists have been doing? See, again, here we go. Here we go again. All right, Goose, good to hear from you. I just feel like there's some of these folks that call themselves libertarians that they want to trash Trump. They want to trash the Republicans. They want to see it all burn down because they think they can build it back up again. They think they'll be in charge if it all burns down. And I got news for you. That ain't going to happen. You're just going to watch it all burn. And that's where I get so sick and tired of some of these virtue signalers that claim to be on the right that embrace every freaking conspiracy theory out there. All right, let's go to John in Kalispell if you want to patch him through. I know we're getting really short on time here. John, what's your thoughts this morning? Thanks for the call. Sorry we're short on time.
Hey, you bet. Well, one, individuals do not want to recognize their incorrect opinions that they've pushed for decades and or years, and they do not want to admit that they're wrong. I think we need to grow up in this country and acknowledge good things that the opposition does and acknowledge that we are to be one people, one country, one nation. And when Democrats go out and continually point fingers and the news media joins in with them and never acknowledges the pluses of what the opposition party has done to assist Americans in their daily lives, that's really a sad statement of our nation.
And what's your latest case in point with about 30 seconds or so to go?
Well, the latest case in point is listening to, oh my gosh, Obamacare in the current health care issue is the Republican making, when in fact it is not the case. That was a case by Obama and bad policies in which government controls a private industry, and government never is the solution, and we all look for government to be the solution. And my opinion is the government is the problem, and we allow government to continue to be the problem.
Great point. And by the way, on Obamacare and on the Obamacare subsidies, which is really just a handout to the big insurance companies, drives up costs, reduces options, President Trump just, I think, pulled a brilliant maneuver on that front post-government shutdown. Maybe we'll talk about that coming up in the next hour. Phone lines open for the full next hour.
From the
seat just this one time, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet. Now get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.